Thank you for tuning into Valley Playwright Mentoring's Holyoke Troupe, a program of PT Theatre Company. You are about to listen to TikTok, Digital Addiction, and Community Spaces, which we hope spurs some reflection and conversations from our listeners as the teens makes connections between these themes.
TikTok is the most weirdest place because, like, yesterday my cousin was on it. And then tell me why my cousin showed me a video of Kermit the Frog with an afro whipping it around while dancing to Deli by Ice Spice. Tell me why.
But TikTok is such a community and it brings people together.
Does anyone know why TikTok was banned?
Because a lot of the cons of
it. No, I really don't know the reason.
A lot of people get judged off of it. A lot of bad things happen off of it.
The real reason why it was banned was because Trump could be looking like the hero, be like, you know, these kids spending way too much time on their phones. Day later, like 24 hours later, it's back. Like, TikTok is now reinstated. You just really have to squash my expectation on this country. Like,
was the reason that it was like a Chinese communist app or something like that?
You are the product being sold, not TikTok. TikTok isn't being sold to you. Your information. Yeah, it's funny. You're the consumer, but you're also the product. Yeah. Information that that company is gathering is being sold to other companies in order to essentially figure out who you are as a person.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
It's very obvious. It's very obvious.
Guys?
You guys don't even care, huh?
Huh?
About. It's scary, but I don't know anything about it.
About what?
So basically, isn't that how the algorithm is created as well?
Like, yeah, that's also what we were talking about earlier, about how they're going to take away like our rights or something. You know how he was just talking about like how we're on that app and like people can collect data, they can find out who we are,
If you are constantly like on TikTok, right? You spend hours and hours on TikTok. You're not getting any sunlight, you're not outside of nature, you're not grounding yourself anyway. Humans naturally need energy, right? So you're on the screen all the time. So they know, because of the things you've liked and looked at, what's going to keep you stuck on the screen. Yeah. And not only that, then it becomes like an addiction.
40-page built by birth.
So it's like your brain, just like anything else, addiction to smartphones and technology is absolutely 100% a thing.
I am very addicted to, I have two phones, and every time I'm on FaceTime with somebody, and on my other phone, going on TikTok or Instagram, and I feel like it's really bad. I kind of noticed that more. I feel like ever since like November or October, I've kind of been hitting that moment like, wow, like I'm really on my phone and I'm really like, I don't go outside much. But I'm always that type of person to hang out, like, hey, let's hang out. Let's go do something. Hey, now why am I sitting in my room not trolling people no more, doing anything?
Well, I feel like I'm not that addicted to my phone because at school, like, I have classes where, yes, I sit there and I'm tired, but thus I put my head down. Then I have my art classes, and those are kind of, I have fun art classes. Like, like I do ceramics, I dance, I have a costuming crafts. And then when I go home, I usually hang out with my friends, to be honest. So, and if not, I am just sitting in my room. But when I do that, I am on my phone. So I will say that. But when I hang out with my friends a lot, and my mom hears how loud we are. We're never on our phones. We're laughing all the time. We're either like playing a game, we're all talking. Like, it's always fun.
If they could use TikTok to get one video to every single person in the world, what would that video be for you?
Help.
Be safe. Protect yourself mentally and physically.
Rephrase the question. If you could make a video about making a change in the world that everyone could see.
A link. A document of links for foundations you can donate to or fundraise to, for trees, water, picking up trash. Just a massive document.
Try to take care of this world,
the planet, for.
Start by the community helping out, right?
So my next question, why isn't that happening?
I know! And we're upset because TikTok got banned for 5 seconds.
It's also because there is media suppression still happening in our world. We do have these big TikTok like influencers and stuff that do try, so I do feel like anger is being built up and it's gonna come out in a way, one way or another, and it's either gonna be really bad or it will be controlled and done right and properly.
Yeah, there's a chart I saw of youth teenagers, people in their early 20s, of depression just going up, and anger and using drugs and alcohol. It just went up so higher than whatever. It's just like what's going on. It's like, I get it. Like, some reason some people use it just, you know, just to get away from what they're going through. And some people, you know, they're really just, they're out of it. Like, it's sad. And no one's doing anything about it. We're not hearing anything about it. It's just, we're on TikTok. We're just scrolling, we're scrolling, we're scrolling.
And why don't we have mental health and drug services? But in the 1980s, President Ronald Reagan defunded mental health services across the United States. He caused essentially what we were doing was we were institutionalizing people with mental health issues. So there were institutions across the U.S. Some of them were very poorly run, like the one that was in Belchertown.
Okay, so right across from my building, there was a deli. And they had took it down, and they turned it into a smoke shop and then a liquor store. And I was like, what the heck? Because, you know, there's not the other deli is like way down the street, and I'm like, what? Like, y'all take the only deli that was near everybody else and turn it into an alcohol liquor store and a drugstore. And I'm like, what? And that's because a lot of people around there are invested in drugs and alcohol, and I'm like, wow.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Another reason why a lot of kids are stuck to their phones is because they are taking down like spots that were meant for kids, like what you just said about the deli and like how they're raising up prices at the mall. Like, you can walk there with $100 and you can also walk out with one thing in your hand and that's it.
Yo, I go to the park all the time, but I've sprained my ankle multiple times.
So there's a principle in urban design, in the building and maintaining of cities, called the third place principle.
Sorry,
and essentially what it says is that we have two places that we have to go, whether that's our school, because we have to go to school, or it's our job, because we have to have a job, and our home. So those are two places. But to have a well laid out city and a happy population, you need a third place. You need another place that people can go that isn't work and isn't school and isn't home, where they can go and just be social. Places like parks, places like shopping centers, places where, but the key of a third place is you don't have to spend money. You can just be there and be.
Well, I can't do that.
Yeah, my mom, she was like severely depressed, and there was this community place that you could take your kids there. And it was like a really indoor, it was a fun indoor park. I don't know, somewhere in Connecticut. It was like cool, you know, you would meet people of, you know, anything, you know. It was cool just to communicate with people. I don't know if it's still up, but if it is, you know, I hope like it's going good, because, you know, it's a really good place just to communicate. No money, no nothing. You could just sit there and play board games with people. You can run around. You could play on a slide. Sand, you can do anything.
The idea of a third place is to provide us a place for activity just like that, where you can meet with your neighbors, you can communicate with other people, you can be present in the just lived environment. What happens when you start taking those places away?
Chaos.
You get addicted to your phone, yeah. Well, why? Because you only have two places.
Right.
You have work, you have whatever you have to do to be a functioning member of society, whether that be work or school, and you have home, and that's it. And so when you look at communities like Holyoke, where do you go to just be?
Yeah, I still be going to the park.
Here.
The Boys and Girls Club, like right down
the Boys street. And Girls Club's a good place.
They'd just be fighting. My sister goes there.
There'd be violence there. What are you talking about?
Because everyone's just still stuck on their phones, and it's like, and you hear something online, da 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 da, you don't get the full story, and then next thing you know, some stuff happens. And
the one thing I kind of love about Springfield is we got a lot of parks.
I like to go to there's a park in my town, it's very popular. And there's a lot of fights happen there and a lot of bad things happen there, and I go there just to watch everything bad that happens.
Guys, people get pulled over in front of my house all the time, and I'm so nosy.
This recording was produced through the facilities of Holyoke Media.